Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And I am Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. And that's my website, too, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And a lot of stuff there that will help you. You got archives you can listen to. You got articles you can read. Videos you can watch. We make it easy for you. So use it to your advantage. Use it all you want. If you break it, we'll fix it and give it back to you. Michael Stollard is our guest. He's our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, the author of Fired Up or Burned Out, the founder of E Pluribus Partners. We're talking about stress, right, Michael?
Yes, sir.
And you told us about some interesting things about stress in the previous segment, about stress that can hurt you, stress that can take you down, maybe even shorten your life. Is there such thing as good stress?
Absolutely, Jim. In fact, we've all experienced it, I hope. We call it flow or optimum experience, or I just call it challenge stress is the easy way to think of it. And that is when we're doing some work that it's a good fit with our strengths, and it provides the right degree of challenge. It stretches us in ways that it creates a little bit of healthy stress.
Yeah.
Because we need that to perform well. It's a slight level of anxiety, but that's good. It helps us focus.
It helps us get more energy out of us. It helps me seek excellence.
Well, me too. It gets me running to work in the morning.
Well, it really
there's a positive aspect to it. It's energizing.
But here's the thing, though. I think the reason why I do that, Michael, is because my attitude is, if I feel stress, it's because something is expected of me, right? Typically, as the owner of my business, of course, I got customers, and they have a say in what I do too, but mostly, if I feel stress, it's about something that's expected of me, something that I've got to get done. And my attitude is that, okay, I don't know what this is going to look like, but I'm the guy that's got to produce it, and I'm the guy who knows how to do it. And
that's
so
right.
My attitude makes me receive the stress but convert it into excellence.
Yeah, you know, the great basketball coach John Wooden from UCLA,
yep,
who lived to be almost 100 years old, Wooden called it competitive greatness. It's developing competitive greatness, the desire to challenge yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this is good. This is it, when we find this, it's a sweet spot in life where we experience more joy and we contribute to our fellow man because we're doing some good. We're doing something good through our work.
One of my Brain Trust members, Jim Ballard, encourages us to expect serendipity. And I've written about this recently, and the point I'm making here, Mike, is that whenever I am under the gun and I've got to produce something, I've worked on things long enough now that I've had experience with this thing, with this, and I believe something good is going to come from this. Whatever it is I'm working on, I believe, because of my past experience, I believe something good will result. And that's me expecting something good. You see what I mean? That's expecting,
yep,
serendipity.
Mm-hmm.
And oftentimes what happens is not something I even knew I anticipated.
Right, you have that optimism, but also combined with the perseverance to pursue it, and realize you're going to face obstacles. Anything that's worth challenging yourself over, you're going to face obstacles, and you have to persevere and maintain that optimism.
And I'm going to make a value judgment right here, Michael. Folks, if you're not bent that way, the way Michael just talked about, and the way I was describing, if you're not bent that way, if that's not how you are, you probably don't need to be a small business owner. Now, Michael, that may sound like an arbitrary thing for me to say, but I will tell you, if being a CEO of a small business is the hardest job in the world.
Yeah, and I think you have to have those character strengths of optimism and perseverance for people to follow you.
Yeah.
to really be a leader. You can be a manager without having those, but
that's
you
right.
want to be an effective leader where people really want to follow you, and there's a big difference.
Well, and the thing is there's nothing. I mean, everything falls on a small business owner. Everything. And you never know in any given day what you're going to have to deal with. And it's a very stressful job. And, you know, I can remember, Michael, when I first started my business, when I'd get a phone call from my banker, and it scared me to death. Why is he calling me? Well, after a while, I figured out that most of the time when he calls, it wasn't going to be bad. So I got to the point where I didn't worry about that. My point is, experience helped me deal with stress too. What do you think about that?
Well, absolutely, especially if you learn to persevere through obstacles and you're successful, then you gain some confidence about your ability to achieve things. And that creates optimism. And it also reinforces your desire and ability to persevere.
Right, right. Is there anything else that's good about stress? It helps you with find excellence. What else?
Well, that's the we might want to shift and talk about how to minimize the killer stress.
All right. Well, I want to do that when we come back after these messages. I also want you to tell us how to help our employees turn stress into something positive for themselves. And we'll do that after these messages. Give us the website again, please, Michael.
It's I would send people to my book website, which is fireduporburnedout.com.
Michael Lee Stallard, STALLARD, founder of E Pluribus Partners. The book is Fired Up or Burned Out. Put a .com on the end of it, and you find his website. We got more talk about stress, the good, the bad, and the ugly. After these messages, 10 till. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.